The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
Dave, Dave, Dave.
Hahn.
Okay, hello.
The Damon Hahn Show.
This is the Damon Hahn Show.
I was picking you there.
The Damon Hahn Show.
Are we, is this on? I don't know.
It's We're been, on.
It's been how many...
We already started episode 14.
How many hours since our last show?
3,640... Wait, what time is it? 41. Mm. Is that a lot of hours? 3,000 hours is how many days?
3,000 hours?
Like it's like
is a lot
100,
of days.
It's like 150 days, yeah. But it's probably been that long. Has it been that long? 3 months?
3 months? Maybe. That's stretching it.
Well, it's not an outrageous made-up number, because it has been a long time since we recorded an episode.
If you were given a free 3,000 hours, what would you do in it?
I already have 3,000 hours. I hope.
Do you?
What did you hear? Okay, so this is the Damon Hahn Show.
Yes.
Welcome back. We missed you guys.
Very much so.
Can we say guys with an S?
Well, we'll put the S in there now, and then historians can, like, laugh at us later.
Well, we did lose our only fan, right?
So we're really just talking into
a piece of... Is fan a good word for that, too? We did lose one person who claimed that they
listened. Let's just say listeners. People who happen to be listening to what we're saying, we'll call them listeners. Because technically, it's
happened to be, you said? Like, as if they...
If they could be walking by on the street and they catch, you know...
How would that happen?
I don't know.
Okay, so should we get right to it?
Should we? I don't know. Do we have any pre-people babble?
Should we start with our signature segment and then maybe babble some bibbles?
You want to do it the other way around, eh?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's start with Fakey 5.
Fakey 5.
Okay, well, it is August 23rd.
Wow.
Yeah.
It seemed like
August is almost over.
It seemed like just yesterday was August 22nd.
And,
Oh my god, Malcolm Twibbs happened after episode 3, and that was in April. Is that right? So it has been at least 3,000 hours.
Has not?
It has. Since April, May, June, July, yeah.
Was that when episode 13 was taped?
I don't know. I don't remember just Malcolm Twibbs being a thing when we last did it.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, shut up. Fakey 5!
So, recently, as some of you may know...
my god, mine's also recent.
NASA...
Oh, phew.
...landed the Curiosity rover on Mars. Congratulations. And I've been following them very closely. I think it's a pretty cool little science event.
They spent a lot of money on that Curiosity, right? To buy it. You could say they're bi-curious at NASA. Fakest laugh.
So my Fakey 5 is about the top. It's about Mars. This is the top 5 elements in Mars's atmosphere. In Mars's atmosphere.
The top 5.
The top 5. So what I'm going to read you is 5 elements. One of them is not in the top 5.
Is it in the top 10?
It is somewhere in the top 10. Okay. It's not in the top 6. I mean, yeah, it's not the 6th.
Okay, go on.
It's at least 7th to 10th.
7th, we get it.
Or maybe higher even.
No. You just said it's not.
Oh, anyway, I'm going to read these out.
You said it's not in the top 6, so how could it be higher than 7th?
I could have lied. And this is...
Oh, wait. Helium is higher than 7th.
This is in alphabetical order. So if you know any kind of chemistry or you know Mars' atmosphere, this would be probably easy. But if you don't, then
I'll be honest right now that I have never been to Mars.
Number 1, carbon dioxide. Number 2, carbon monoxide. Number 3, neon. Number 4, nitrogen. And number 5, oxygen.
Wow, okay.
So you have the two carbons.
Let me think of the two carbons here.
Carbon oxides.
Monoxide and dioxide.
Neon, nitrogen, and oxygen.
This is weird because...
Now... Okay, go on.
Okay, top five.
Top five elements in Mars's atmosphere.
Wow, neon. Neon's a weird one. Neon. I'm gonna say that one is correct, because I would imagine when you do a fakey five, the fake one wants to sound real, right? And I can't picture neon, which is like whatever lower than that, you putting that in and hoping I wouldn't guess it. It's weird that neon, like Las Vegas signs somehow are on Mars. You know, they all have neon, like, they say the lights are... No, it's Broadway. okay, so I'm...
I should say, this is not elements. These are...
Yeah, just, I know they're not elements.
They're...
compounds?
Compounds? Gases? Whatever.
Okay, so there's the two carbons. Now, let's see. Carbon dioxide is what humans and animals produce... And plants breathe. I'm just okay. I have an itchy ear. I'm just going to mute and then adjust.
Itchy ear.
Now, when I come back, am I having a voice here? Hello, testing, cake, pie. Okay.
This
the two carbons, nitrogen
gift.
And oxygen. Now, oxygen, we can't breathe on Mars. We'd have to colonize it and make an atmosphere or some local thing.
Well, you would need your own supply or something. You don't have to colonize per se.
Unless you're talking obviously about terraform. It's not abundant in oxygen, so it's not. But I don't even know if.
But it could still be in the top five.
Maybe let me answer instead of this is not a dialogue. This is
right. Sorry,
a talk out really. I don't even know. I'm wondering what. I don't think even on Earth oxygen is like the top one. It's a top one or two. I don't even think. So maybe every planet. I don't know. But then. Well, we have. Okay. So what is on Mars? There used to be water, right? Or is water? Or used to be water. So that's H2O. So maybe the O is part of the water or used to be. So I'm going to keep oxygen there. So neon and oxygen are not fake. So now we have nitrogen and the two carbons. Nitrogen, I assume when you read it, was going to be in the top five. And then carbon. Monoxide and dioxide. So one would be on the list, and you would fakey one of them. I thought carbon dioxide comes from cars. Like some process has to produce carbon dioxide. It's not just sitting around. No, monoxide, I mean. Some process of... nitrogen. Wow, this is a tough one. Have I already screwed up? Is it
even for people with chemistry backgrounds? Did you take chemistry in high school? I mean, in university?
Yeah, just 101 or whatever.
There was like 200 people in your class?
No, it was not that much.
Didn't you take it at Waterloo?
I'm just thinking of lab. Was that even at Waterloo, or was that in high school? I think it was in Waterloo. I wanted to get a Bachelor of Science, so I think I had to take that one.
Well, you must have, yeah, at least one.
Okay. So I'm going to say the answer is carbon monoxide.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
The answer was neon.
Oh my god.
Here they are in order. 95% carbon dioxide. 2.7%.
That's weird. That's already the weirdest thing ever.
I know. 2.7% nitrogen.
Yeah, I also
1.6% was argon. Argon's the one that's not there. And then 0.13% oxygen and 0.08% carbon monoxide. Neon is like eighth, I think. Now here's Earth at
Earth.
Earth is
oxygen is not that high, right?
Earth is
isn't it like
78% nitrogen?
Yeah, nitrogen.
21% oxygen.
Oh, so there is
almost 1% argon, and then about 0.034% carbon dioxide, and then neon is fifth. So on Earth, neon is fifth in the top five, but not on Mars.
Argon is like the secret friend of all the planets. I know.
But nitrogen is the like the common one, the big one on both.
So you had to sit through that while I first eliminated neon as an option and then talk for 20 minutes.
I had to play the fool, yes.
Well, if anyone is born for the role. Okay, well, let me fakey-five you.
Okay.
I have a fear I'm on mute. Okay, I'm not on mute. As you may know, recently in the news, LinkedIn was hacked and passwords were
stolen. That was me. Sorry.
Stolen.
I didn't mean to do it.
What is up with my ear? Hold on a second.
I just got lucky. Amuse the audience. To be honest, I didn't know that LinkedIn was hacked. I've been reading about Microsoft's new logo, but that's about it.
You're on LinkedIn, right? I never did that.
I think I created an account, but I don't really use it.
Okay, so here are they gave a list in an article of the top passwords that were among the ones that are published.
Oh my god!
And they're all surprisingly short, which is weird. That's why I was saying, is this real? But it seems. For my passwords, they're all like 58,000 characters and mix of every possible symbol, including
argon. I use
argon.
KeePass now.
I don't know what that is. Some Mexican thing? KeePass?
It's like it holds all your passwords and they're all
it's
random.
It's like a person with big hands.
It's a little program that encodes your passwords for you. And so what you have is one master password.
Let's
I don't
want
to get
nerd
into
alert
nerd alert right
okay,
yeah. now, yeah.
Okay, so here they are.
Wait.
Similar
okay, so
to
these,
you.
These are the top five.
The most common. Like, if you took the ones that were hacked, or the ones that were published that were hacked, and grouped them, there's a top five. The most common.
So these are exactly the same?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Is that like, is Holy Cow one of them?
No.
Password?
No.
Okay, read them.
They're all short, which is the weird part. Okay. Number one, link.
L-I-N-Q?
K.
Q.
What? Number two, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Number three, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Variations on the theme.
Number four, work. And number five, God.
Already, God is sticks out like a sore God.
Like a sore. Creator. Link, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, work, and God.
I can believe 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because I have used those in the past
so
as throwaway
basically
passwords.
Basically, those are your passwords for most things you're
yes.
saying right now.
Link also makes sense because I also used to make passwords that were based on the website that I was using them on. Number four was... What was four?
Work.
That kind of makes sense. God is the one I automatically am noticing. Like, but then, I guess there are some people out there who just like to use God as a password. They feel like it's like... I'm trying to get in the mindset of people who would use God, G-O-D, as a password, which is probably the worst password ever because it's only three characters.
Actually, it's G-A-W-D-D-E-U-X. I'm joking. G-O-D-U is the actual.
Is there an underscore?
No, I couldn't think of a good joke.
So, I want to pick that, but I'm not going to. I'm going to choose... work. Work's the one that's fake.
Wrong.
What was it?
Believe it or not, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That was 7th.
Oh. Oh, so it wasn't top 10, but okay, not the top 5.
Similar to your thing where...
But, oh my gosh.
Now, we both I don't even believe this. Like, I don't believe that God was more than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sorry, so what are they in order?
The rest were in order, and then I forgot, I don't want to look it up, but you can look it up. But like, there was...
Oh.
Something before, between work and God was, like the fourth real one was something else.
Okay, I see.
But I'm surprised they're so short. But I guess, like, maybe, you know, LinkedIn, when did that start? Like, in the 70s? No. But it's been around for a while. So remember in the old days when you would have short passwords? If everyone just kept their password?
Since university, I've not had short passwords. That is really funny. I guess it's because it's not financial. People don't associate needing... You know, there's no credit card. There's no, like, bank info. I don't need to put, like, a crazy long password in there.
Did you say schlong there somehow?
Yeah. Crazy schlong. There was a... I think I have to return that, actually. The thing is, why would someone bother hacking into LinkedIn? Like, what's the plus?
I don't know. I've never used it. I always thought it was kind of dumb.
It's like, here's my resume.
You search for someone, and then you'll get, like, you'll find Han, and then it just says, Han Hong, Canada.
And here's my resume.
No, there's no, like, you have to pay, I think, to see the resume. If you just visit it, there's nothing there. It's...
Although, I guess maybe one thing is that, like, they think, oh, now I know Han Hong's account and his password. Maybe he has some other account, and the password is the same. Oh, wait, I gotta go change a whole bunch of passwords. But they gotta change... Maybe that's the mindset. Or maybe they're just doing it for fun. I don't know.
Funsies?
Yes.
Okay, so how about I just start the next segment?
Oh.
There we go. For those of you been waiting almost 3,000 hours, a new Fakey 5 to tide you over.
What? You just said Fakey 5.
I don't know. I meant you just enjoyed.
You're telling people what they just enjoyed?
Yes. Listen, if they have passwords of God, they're not really that smart, I think. Okay.
I also wonder if people are like, you know, I'm going to use God as a password because it's, you know, no one's gonna type God when they log in as me.
I don't think that they're really outwitting or outsmarting anyone at that point.
No, but that's what I'm wondering if going on in their head. Or maybe they just think, like, God is the ultimate password. Because it has, like, some kind of sacred powers.
There's no point in speculating on this.
There is some point. What if the top word was, like, Clay Atkinson or something?
Clay Atkinson?
Do you remember Clay Atkinson?
No. Clay Aiken?
Clay Aiken? Oh, maybe Clay Aiken.
The gay guy from American Idol?
Yeah.
That's Clay Aiken.
Okay. But wouldn't that be really interesting if Clay Aiken was like one of the top passwords on LinkedIn?
That would be interesting.
There you go.
However unlikely.
Well, nobody would have guessed.
Should we start this one over or we're good? I ask that every podcast for a laugh, right?
Would you just start with your segment? Which segment do you want to go with? At?
Oh my god. This is dragging on like crazy. Okay, so skeptical blather. I guess actually you know about this because you listen to SGU, like your current...
Skeptic's Guide, yeah.
I just want to talk about the Olympic tape. I think it was a segment last week. Did you watch the Olympics?
Here's the thing. I avoided the Olympics as much as I could, but sometimes I would go into public, and it would be on, like, at a bar or a restaurant, and it would be just there, blaring results
in my face. Why are you an Olympic avoider?
Because the Olympics are, like, they're so...
Athletic.
No, it's like this... Well, I don't want to get into a huge rant, but it's just, I don't like the Olympics.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you're racist against the Olympics?
I am. Yes. I don't like races in the Olympics. Therefore, I don't know where I'm going with that. I don't like the Olympics. Like, I like the idea of an Olympics, but I don't like how they're how it's handled, how it's been dealt out, how it's been
performed. Can you give an example?
Like the Olympic Committee, and I don't like...
Do you have an alternative way of... Robots? Should robots be involved?
Maybe. I don't know. I just feel like the Olympics is just this huge corporate culture thing. It's no longer about the best...
Salads.
No, athletes. It is... I don't take anything away from those athletes. They do amazing stuff. They are obviously the best of the best. I just don't like the way the Olympics is... You know, like, they charge so much for... They protect their brand so well.
Who's they? The Olympics?
The Olympic Committee, yeah. Like, when they were in London, they, merchants weren't allowed to talk about bronze, gold, summer, or games. They couldn't use those in advertising because they didn't want anyone to, like, mistake those stores with the Olympics. So they actually had people go around and making sure that stores didn't use those words in their advertising. Because they want to protect their brand. You. That kind of mentality bothered me. The fact that there was all this, like... Yeah, lots of things bother me about it.
Okay, well, someone found a time to hate.
Well, if you also think about it, like, in China, like, they had all those children who were raised to become Olympic athletes. Now, this is more of a thing against China, but I feel like the Olympic Committee allowed this type of environment to occur, where they would raise children just to perform, say...
Like in a cage?
Pretty much like a cage. Like, they took them out of school so they didn't know how to learn to read or write. They, you know, trained them to become, like, gymnastic athletes or whatever. And then once the Olympics were passed, they're like, well, there you go. You know, you had your moment in the
So would you say that most of the Chinese athletes at this year's Olympics do not know how to read or write?
Well, I don't know about that. But I would say that they inspire that kind of environment to raise children so that they become athletes without much life skills. And then once the Olympics have passed, they're just, like, kind of thrown away.
Did you do poorly in, like, high school track and field competitions?
I never went into track and field, although my school wanted me to.
Wow. Anyways, getting back a little on topic, Olympic tape. Do you know what the Olympic tape... I'm talking about...
The Olympic tape scandal?
No. I should have looked up what the actual name is. Something to do with kinesiology. You know the kinesiastic tape?
It's about
tape?
Kinesiology?
Okay. Did you see athletes with colored, like...
I saw
electrical
that.
Tape and stuff on them.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so you listen on...
But I don't know anything about them.
Well, it's just... It's like a pseudo-scientific thing.
I assume you read the wiki on this?
No, I just listened on the... I noticed it on the actual airings of the Olympics. I looked it up once just to see what was going on. And the word kines is in the title of the product.
Oh, but you don't know that it's associated with kinesiology.
Like, it's supposed to... help you, give you an advantage, and, like, ease pain and enhance muscles. But it's all a giant scam.
Well, it is kind of... Well, do you have any other statistics or facts to...
I don't know. They mentioned the SGU.
Well, the thing is, like, athletes do use tape sometimes. Like, they'll wrap tape around their ankles or wrists.
Yeah,
as a measure of tightening those areas, provide support, really. But this was just strips of tape.
This was special patterns and designs, yeah, according to the feng shui of the tape. Or
so,
something.
Did you watch the Olympics and you saw athletes use this? What sports were more likely to use
almost
tape?
every sport? I guess not
every
underwater
sport?
Stuff. Yeah, like track people, volleyball people, tennis. Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder... I was just wondering, like, what the percentage of gold of metal winners wore tape versus non-metal winners.
Something interesting thing to look up.
But then it's not, you know, it doesn't really mean anything. It just means more metal winners believe that the tape helped them rather than it actually helping them.
Well, I think it would mean something if it showed a high preponderance of tape wearers as winners.
Yeah, but it could just be
and all
like,
the people who didn't win didn't have tape. That would hint towards something, not necessarily prove anything.
But it could just be a, you know, 90% of the people wore tape, and so the winners happen to be above that 90%. Oh, I guess it wouldn't be. I guess it would only be like much smaller percent. Never mind.
Okay. So you said you made 4 segments.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I made 5 if you include the.
Actually, just
what?
Why don't you just what else? What else have you got?
I don't.
Why are you mad at me?
I don't like the way the feel of this show now. I feel like it's just.
Is there anything else we should be doing?
How about let's talk about let's have a nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert. So as you know, actually I picked it up during the Steam sale. I'm going to talk about video games very very briefly. I picked up a couple games, and one among those I picked up.
Picked up? You mean you purchased and downloaded? Literal Dave, hold on.
I purchased Legend of Grimlock. No, Grimrock. Sorry, Grimlock was a dinosaur bot, Dinobot in the Transformers franchise.
What?
I'll talk about. You don't know Grimbot?
No, because I'm
Grimlock. Grimlock was the T-Rex Dinobot.
Go on.
Anyway, so I'm talking about Legend of Grimrock, which is where the storyline, there's not much storyline. Your storyline is that you're thrown into a prison with your 4 characters that you control are thrown into a prison, and you're like, you just try to survive and get out. And it's essentially a dungeon crawler, 3D, not isometric, first person view. You see what your party sees. And you control these 4 characters, and the game is pretty much, otherwise, gameplay-wise, based on Dungeon Master. And actually, David is the one that suggests I get it. Is this not true?
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm really enjoying it. I really like Legend of Grimlock. Grimrock, even though I keep saying Grimlock.
So you owe me a solid, is what this is leading up to.
Done.
Ew.
I left it on your couch.
That was one game.
That's one game that I really
enjoy. So I'll
just
chime in that I also like it. I played
it. It's almost exactly the same as Dungeon Master.
And for all you super nerds out there, Dungeon Master rocked.
Yes, I was a big fan of Dungeon Master. Anyway, it's like it's fun because you're like your characters have to eat and sleep, and you
Screw.
See everything they see. So you have to meet their needs and whatever, and I don't know. It's just there's something about like having to deal with like little sundries like food and finding new items, and it's unlike a lot of RPGs in that it's real time too. Like it's not turn based. It's like if you take your time making potions, monsters may find you. You know, because you took too long.
Just like real life.
Much like real life.
Okay, and what's the other game?
What other game?
Did you say you downloaded 2? You acquired? What'd you say? You received?
Well, I also purchased Counter-Strike Global Offensive, but I don't know if you really want me to go into that one.
Well, you just started the thing with, like, there was a Steam sale, and I got 2 exciting titles.
I said a couple.
Yeah, okay, a couple, which means 2.
Okay, well, I guess I could talk about, because I also started playing that as well, Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Counter-Strike is a game from, like, 1995, I think now? Is it 95? Something like that. Anyway,
no
it's
idea.
A really old game, Steam game, and it's been a long time since they've touched the franchise, even though the community is still very strong. So finally, they decided, you know, we're going to make Counter-Strike for consoles, Xbox, PS3, I guess that's it.
So this is a new game.
So what they've done is, like, we're going to make it for consoles, and we're going to brush it up for the PC version. So they've essentially, like, applied this really nice, beautiful layer paint. The game looks beautiful. I don't think it's going to give any modern games a run for their money, but it's still really... It's like a, you know, updated version of graphics and everything. And it has, like, achievements and, you know, fun sounds and music and everything. But it's still essentially at its core. They have not changed the core gameplay of Counter-Strike. They've added two new map types. So before, it used to be... They used to only have two, but they've added two more on top. And it just makes it easier for new players, which is a big thing, because Counter-Strike used to be very difficult for new people to get into, because you would just, like, start playing and die, and then, like, just be, like, very frustrated. But now it's, like, a lot easier for people to just get into and sink their teeth into it.
Well, you're right. I didn't want you to go into it, but...
So now I'm
done.
That's
already happened.
Done.
And a lot of sirens, eh, out there?
It's a troubled city, my friend. Do you have a segment you'd like to...
I have my own Nerd Alert.
Whoa.
Which we already talked about, but I thought we would just share it, share our love on the podcast.
Disgusting.
Portal 2.
Portal 2.
I finally finished Portal 2 a few weekends ago, and I really loved it. It was so much fun. It was just like, it's the best game, basically. And it was kind of emotional. It was like...
Emotional? Whoa.
It really hit me emotionally, the ending and stuff, and I just have to give kudos to the Portal 2 team, and that's really what a great game is all about.
This is like the ultimate game for you, Portal 2.
Yes, especially since you can save anywhere.
Save anywhere. Great gameplay, great storyline,
like
funny action, funny
Steve
lines.
Stephen
Merchant
is so funny.
Of course, what's it? GLaDOS is hilarious. The lady, I forget her name now.
GLaDOS. The like levels. I think, you know, we talked about it before. I love just levels that are just huge. Like you're behind, you're outside the Aperture laboratories, and it just. Huge levels that like are endless, kind of, and then there's really no set goal. It's not a test chamber, so you just have to explore and kind of.
Right, but they direct you to you know, the next objective. But somehow you're like exploring, like ah la la, and you really are having fun. Like you get to see everything. You just have this feeling of like ah, I'm free. But
it's so immersive. You really feel like
it's a game. It is on rails, but at the same time, you feel like I can do whatever the hell I want, and you feel.
What's the sound now?
I don't know. There's a street cleaner out there. Don't worry, they can't hear it.
Jeez.
That was a time to hate, I think, last episode or two episodes ago, street noise. Anyway, yeah,
okay,
Portal
so,
2 is a good game.
Yeah, if you haven't played it yet,
It's funny, because it even builds on, like, how crazy good Portal 1 was. Like, I thought Portal 1 was like, this is, like, such an amazing, innovative game. And Portal 2 just, like, builds on that.
I had the guide, which... Afterwards, I looked through it, and I saw that there was... Oh, Jesus Christ. Now what's going on down there? You know the, like, Rat Man? You know the guy from Portal 1? The employee who kind of escaped and had all these hidden rooms? And
yeah.
There was, like, 8 to 10, like... secret room, Ratman rooms in Portal 2.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And I didn't see any of them ever.
I didn't see any either. Now I have to play it over? This is what you're telling me?
Yeah. And one of them has something to do with cake, so... Good stuff.
How could those even exist? I played those games, like, front to back and everything in between.
I only played a bit, of, I think, with you, only a bit of the co-op, so I have the whole rest of the co-op. To experience, but I it says in the thing that like it's not really a story like the single player is. It's just
a fun puzzles.
Yeah, so I still have more fun to do with Portal 2, and actually I saw you can make your own levels and you can just play. There's like 10,000 user-made levels available right now.
It's a game that just keeps on giving. So Portal 2, 10 out of 10, 11 out of 10?
11 out of 10.
Nice. Heard it here first, folks.
Okay, so let me do one of my dumb segments.
Whoa.
Like, celebrity quote. The segment that'll never go away.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we were just watching 12 Monkeys, which I think is an excellent film.
Margot Kidder.
That's correct. No. So, I have a quote, and then three of the male characters from the movie. So here's the quote.
12 Monkeys.
Yes. They still haven't caught the guy that killed John F. Kennedy. Was that A, Bruce Willis?
Oh my God.
B, Brad Pitt? Or C, Christopher Plummer?
Christopher Plummer. That was the name of that actor. Right. He's the old dude. Is he still kicking around?
Yeah. He just won an Oscar, I think, or something like that. He was in a gay movie, and he was in something else recently. Beginnings was the movie he was...
Now, here's the thing. I don't know any of the political or ideological leanings of any of these fellows.
That's good. But don't spend too much time on this. This is a segment that...
I like to think that Bruce Willis is a level-headed fellow. Brad Pitt, I could see saying that. Christopher Plummer, I don't know anything about it. He's just an old dude.
Good actor. Won many awards.
I'm going to think it's Brad Pitt.
It was Bruce Willis.
Son of a...
Now you hate Bruce Willis.
Why did he let me down? He must have been joking when he said that. They took it out of context.
No, actually, that was part of a full bigger quote that he says, like, the government can never be trusted or something. So no, well, I don't want to put words in Bruce Willis's mouth, but something about the government...
That guy can kick ass.
Something negative about the government or something
conspiratory?
Yep.
Conspiracy theorist. Wow, Bruce Willis, you let us down.
Okay, now what do you want to do?
I thought you were a good die-harder.
There's another die-hard movie coming out.
Let's do... David, do you consider yourself the least bit psychic?
Oh, I certainly do.
Well then, as I shuffle these Zener ESP cards, perhaps you can tell me which one...
I can kind of see the bottom, which helps.
Which one is the one I hold in my right hand?
That is Wavy Lines.
That is correct.
Okay.
Did you see it?
No.
Did you see Wavy Lines?
Well, in my mind's eye, I saw.
I just got a chill. But I think it's because your AC is blasting like...
It's not on.
What was that?
Oh, I didn't close ADM.
Yeah, that's one of the things I said you have to fix. It's a star. Sorry.
Wow, that's the only one I wasn't thinking. That's the only one I wasn't thinking.
Okay.
Sing us a tune for a moment.
Sing a tune? I will do no such thing. Thank you.
Han?
Yes, David?
Are you psychic?
You know, sometimes...
What am I holding up right now?
Square.
It was star.
I said sometimes, you... Okay, well, we're not psychic this week.
No, we're not. Why would you say this week? I mean, we're not psychic.
At this moment.
Don't imply that we have tried this over and over again.
Our psychic ability may...
What was the... Do we have to get it three times?
Or
we have to get it three times in a row, yeah.
Wax or wane. Because that's a 1 in 125 chance.
What would you like to do next, Han?
I've got a new word or phrase, David.
Yowzer.
Speaking of yowzer, so this is what you can say when my new word or phrase is doozy of a howzer, MD. And you say this when, you know, when people say that was a doozy. Now you can say that was a doozy of a howzer, MD.
I'm trying to think if I like just doozy of a Hauser or doozy of a Hauser MD.
Now, here's the thing. It's flexible enough that you can use whichever one is more funny. Given
more appropriate to the circumstances?
Circumstance, yeah.
Wow, that was a doozy. I can't even say it. Wow, that was a doozy of a Hauser MD. Or do you have to have the pause in there?
I like the pause, but you don't have to. I don't think I can prescribe that kind of... Whew, that was a doozy of a Hauser MD.
Okay, I guess the MD adds to it, actually. Well, I have a new word or phrase.
Go ahead.
Now, you know that some senator recently...
Clay Aiken, yeah.
Introduced the phrase legitimate rape. My new word or phrase is legitimate wank. So, a little bit, legitimate wank is when...
Legitimate, not illegitimate.
No, legitimate wank. You know when you're horny and then you like decide I'm going to do a wank?
A legitimate wank
is one when you're not horny and you're like, okay, what can I do now? I guess I can get horny and then wank. So, like, that's a full-on from, like, starting off just
so there's
regular.
No stimulus.
You're just bored. Like, what can I do now? Yeah, bored or, like,
there's no
you're like,
home.
I haven't done that lately.
There's no one home.
Right. Yeah, I think in most cases there's nobody home. So it's like, it's a full-on wank. It's not just a way to end some excitement.
It's not because you saw something during your day that
it's
like,
a,
oh, yeah.
What's the word? Like, premeditated wank. So, just from now on, just call it a legitimate wank to your friends.
But here's my problem with that. A legitimate wank sounds like you're on the side of the law, you know? As opposed to an illegitimate wank, which is like... I don't know what an illegitimate wank would be. It's like... You had it in public? I don't know. And you're trying to hide it from people?
New word phrase not about questioning, really, the...
I do like legitimate wank as a phrase in itself.
Yeah, it has a good... a good fap to it.
Whoa.
What else? Well, I'll do another dumb one.
Okay.
Time for Dangerous Wager.
Oh, here we go. My only hope for millions.
Yes. Yeah. No, million. So when you get a dangerous wager, I give you $1 million.
Thank you.
Okay. And I probably won't have it on me, but I'll have to give you like a crazy installment plan, like $1,000 a month.
Okay.
No, that won't work out. Something exponential. Okay. All you have to do for this one is tell me what the third sentence in the book War and Peace is.
Obviously, I've not read the book. That's not obvious. I've not read the book.
I didn't know you were Chinese.
And I don't know its contents. I mean, I don't know what it talks about.
You really don't know anything about the book?
I don't.
Okay.
So, it would be a total guess for me to guess. I will simply say War and Peace, the third sentence. I don't get any clues, eh? Like how long the sentence is?
I will give you one. I'll give you... This is nothing safe to do on Dangerous Wager.
It makes it less dangerous or more dangerous?
I'm going to give you three...
What?
Clues. It's a question.
Okay.
There are two commas in it.
Too many crickets.
And it is 9 words.
Ah, you should not have told me 9 words. I wonder, are there any pronouns? I guess it doesn't matter. If there are pronouns, I'm screwed.
You mean, no, and every word is an extremely common English word. Okay, oh my God, I'm giving you $1 million. Okay, one more. This is like... I can't get it.
It doesn't matter. You could give me Listen four of the words. I would still not get the rest.
8 of the 9 words are 3 letters or less.
Whoa. I hit something.
You just did volume up, whatever. Yeah, just keep hitting shit.
I don't
Eight
care.
8 of the 9 words are 3 letters or less.
Now that just makes it harder.
No, it doesn't.
Because there's no way... Okay, I'll start with was.
So if was is not the first word, we can end it. I can tell you the answer. Okay, was not the first word.
Okay, hell.
The third sentence of War and Peace is there, comma.
What? You just said three letters. What did you say?
I said eight of the nine words.
Are.
Three letters or less.
Okay.
There, comma. How do you do, comma. How do you do?
So the first word was the... Oh, my God. Okay, well, I didn't have any chance at it. So, have you read War and Peace?
I started to. Then I stopped.
You stopped at the peace part.
It has. It's famous for having, like, 1,000 main characters. Or 500 main characters. One of those. Like, I guess not main, but I mean, like, not throwaway characters. Like,
so, it has a lot of characters.
It's thousands. It's, like, almost 2,000 pages.
2,000 pages. Yes. And it's a piece of literary history.
Yeah, it's historically based.
Okay, then.
Good times, eh? How are we doing on time, by the way?
I don't know.
45 minutes. What? To tell me what your remaining segment or segments are.
As a preview, I have Bookie Look and A Parting Thought.
Okay, so I don't have a parting thought. I have remaining Bookie Look in my society. Would you rather? Let's do my would you rather.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Is this well thought? Do you want to change it?
No, it's okay. Would you rather?
Do you know that...
It's not what... This one's not really would you rather. It's one of those negative ones. Like,
okay, think about it right now. Which you think I would rather do, and then read it out.
No. Okay, would you rather... like, have to say meep for 2 weeks in as the only word you can say to anyone, or... in an email or in a text. The only way you can communicate is with the word meep for 2 weeks. No warning.
In either case.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of, like, if
I do a Facebook update, it has to say meep.
The only thing you could type or say is meep. I'm just wondering, but you could get fired at work if all your code just says meep, right? Like, I wonder if there should be an exclusion where you can just do your work at work, but you can't talk to coworkers other than meep. I don't know. It's a hard one. Anyways, that's one of them.
What? There's two parts?
Well, it's would you rather, not would you. So would you rather say or type meep for 2 weeks?
Does it both type and say?
Yeah.
I thought it was an or.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Versus or... French kiss three dogs for 30 seconds each.
That is disgusting.
And you don't get to pick the dogs. But we're not picking, like, just the worst dogs. Like, just three random dogs.
So the thing about the dogs is...
Have I jumped the shark of would you rather here?
So this is the thing about the dogs is... It's French kissing. It's not like sex, all out sex, which I would like be like, okay,
no,
whatever
no.
The other thing is, give me that.
Let's keep it family friendly here. But they have to, like, swap tongue and stuff, you know.
Is there a danger that dogs will bite me?
No.
I see. Because already, I'm still, like, worried that, like, French kissing a dog for 30 seconds is going to make me exceptionally sick. And will be so disgusting, I just, like, choke on my own vomit type thing.
You obviously never had a dog.
I've taken care of dogs.
But not that way.
Yeah. The meep thing would be kind of fun, I feel. It would be really annoying.
Obviously, after 2 weeks, you can explain everything, but...
Yeah, no, but it would be really annoying. That's the whole thing. It's like, it'd be really annoying. People would be like, Han, I just want to know what you want to do tonight. And I'd be like, meep, 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 meep. And they're like, okay, just write it out. And I'll be like, meep.
And then I would lose the friends that...
But I don't know. I'm sure some of my friends would think it's really interesting. But it would be really... I don't know. It'd be just like, the fact that it's 2 weeks is really, really inconvenient. But the other side,
I had
of
to
it,
make it,
it'd be kind of fun.
Inconvenient.
It's like a little social experiment.
Yep.
But it'd be really inconvenient if it, like, say, I was on a streetcar, and you know,
who are you talking to on the streetcar?
I don't know. Someone asked me, like, do you know where
you know where
the Eaton Center is? And I'll be like, meep. Meep. Although,
I don't know if you can do hand gestures, but...
You know what? I'm going to go with the meep, because I just think that would be fun. I would just, like, have lots of laughs, and 2 weeks.
I don't know if laugh is a word.
Hopefully, I would be able to repair any relationships I destroy. I'll go with the meeps.
Okay.
That's a good one. I don't know how you came up with that.
I don't know either. Okay.
That's like being Beaker for 2 weeks.
So you have...
A bookie look and a time to... No, okay, bookie a... Look. Whatchamacallit? Parting thought.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick time to hate, because this is a quick one.
Do it. I like those.
I hate sour candy.
Well, that's just you. You don't like sour things. You don't like vinegar. You don't like pickles.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess I don't like sour things. You know, I'll tell you why, though. Because they're sour.
But people,
it's an intentionally unpleasant thing.
Yeah, well, people, you know, spicy foods is a pain response, but people still enjoy spicy foods.
But sour candy is not really, I wouldn't classify it along with spicy foods.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, so it's a disappointment when sometimes, like, oh, look at these Jujubes. Great. You know, they're sour. Oh, you know. It's just a big letdown.
Sour is a large part of a lot of candies. You have either super sweet or sour. I think that's about it. Unless you're getting Danish candies.
I want marshmallows right now.
Which are, they have salty candies.
Should we go on a marshmallow break? No, I guess not.
Danish okay. or Norwegian?
Okay, so you have a bookie look. I have a In My Society, pretty lame. Impress Dracula, pretty lame.
Do your Impress Dracula, and then I'll do my bookie look.
Okay, I'll just go. These are lame. Okay, so this one takes 20 years to prepare, okay? But basically, it's very simple. Just fill, I guess, a small outdoor, like, above ground pool with your own blood. So every like week you withdraw some blood yourself and then store it in a big freezer, like a walk-in freezer. Like you time this 20 years before Dracula's going to appear.
That is more than 20 years.
Well, I don't mean fill to the brim. I mean just like get as much as you can get in there. And I don't mean more like maybe a kiddie pool or just a small, remember those small ones with a little slide built in you can carry it around? It's just a giant pool of blood.
Why couldn't it just be blood of, like, people? But you don't want to kill anybody doing this process.
No, you're preparing... Yeah, exactly. This is a law-abiding way of preparing a huge gift of blood for Dracula. But you're going to have to use a needle on yourself every week for 20 years, I think.
Would Dracula really enjoy blood
that
was... I don't
know. I think it's the thought that counts otherwise. Like, it's
He'd
at
like,
least in you. God, not that. It shows you were thinking about him for a long time, and you. I think it's just a good way to get in his good books. Okay, so.
That was lame.
Should we. I'll just go In My Society.
Yeah.
It's also lame. Basically, emails would cost 50 cents in my society. To send an email, it's 50 cents.
Interesting. Why is this? And does it matter how many recipients it's to?
Yes, each recipient is 50 cents.
Who gets that money?
Charities.
Okay, go on.
I'm done.
Why does it cost money?
Because you don't want people sending out frivolous emails?
I think it's a way to prevent spam. Like, if spam donated to charities, everyone wins, except for the spammers. It's a spam prevention thing. It's a... It shouldn't be free, like... Also, I think... I would gladly pay...
Is spam the only thing that you're reasoning you want emails to cost money?
Because
otherwise
factor.
It's like you're... okay, go on. Does it matter the length of the email?
No.
Okay, go on.
I was just going to say that if... you use Gmail, right?
Jesus.
If Gmail suddenly was $10 a month, would you use it?
I probably would.
Would you be upset, or...
I'd be upset, but if I still gained all of Gmail's, like, amazing abilities, I would still use it.
Yeah, I was thinking, if they just...
But that's because I can afford it. I feel bad for
people... $10 a month.
People who wouldn't want to, but...
But I think they would, like, make trillions of dollars if they did that. Like, it's very, very... It's so good. The ads are so non-intrusive.
What, it still has ads? I'm paying for these non-intrusive ads?
No, I'm saying... The added up version is so non-intrusive.
Okay.
It's just such a good free service. Free thing, eh? This is separate from my 50 cent emails. I'm just saying I would gladly pay say $5 a month for Gmail. Hope they're not listening. Okay, so we're almost at an hour.
Maybe I'll just do party thought, unless you have something that you're dying to get rid of.
Well, bookie look.
Nah, I don't think I'll do the bookie look.
Are you
look.
Still reading it? Did you finish?
I finished
Wonderland,
the book.
Whatever, yeah. Hard-boiled? Okay, we'll save that for next podcast.
Sure.
In 3,000 hours from now.
Possibly less.
So, Han, do you have any parting thoughts?
Now, my parting thought is... It's actually, there's a little bit to it. My parting thought is...
Oh, Jesus.
I think people... I think society as a whole and everyone on a personal level can really get more out of their lives if they resolve not to lie. Resolve to not lie. Be honest.
But do you know I'm one of the more honest people you know?
I know. You are. And I've come to the realization that lying in any capacity is just a waste of time. It's a waste of time and waste of time. Mental.
What about white
mental
lies?
Facilities.
Now, do I look fat in these jeans?
I think white lies girlfriend. Are also a waste of time.
Time? Is time the right word there? Like,
not time. It's... Okay, so... The thing about lying is that if you get caught in a lie, obviously...
You're getting no nookie that night.
You get... There's a loss of trust in the person who finds out that you lied. At least, even if you lied once, they know that you're capable
is this about Tam?
Of telling lies. Now, white lies in themselves result in poor quality relationships because you're not telling someone how you really feel about something. And you have to maintain this illusion of... Yes, you look good in those jeans, or whatever. You know, you're telling a white lie because you feel like you want to protect this person from the truth, which is really condescending towards that person as well.
I agree.
So, if you don't want to reveal, and my thing is, like, people say, well, we need white lies to, like, exist in society, but I think, you know, if you don't want to reveal your information, that information or opinion, you can just say so. If someone says, do I look fat in these jeans? You can say, you know what? These jeans probably aren't the best for you. You know, there are probably better jeans out there. Or these jeans will look better if you lost some weight or something. You know, you can be honest in other ways.
Whoa,
I
know I've
aren't
gained a few
blunt
pounds,
or mean.
Had a little too many chips, but this is coming
saying,
as a shock to me because I...
Life becomes a lot easier for everyone, and it improves the quality of your relationship with people if you always tell the truth or you know, avoid white lies. That is my parting thought. This is what I've just recently am trying to adhere
to. So you were recently caught in a lie.
No, it's nothing of the sort. No, I actually
really
read...
What about Tam? Because I'm... Anyways.
Well, maybe. That could have been part of it, but I will say that I read Sam Harris's novella called Lying, and that convinced me to...
Like fiction novella? Or
like,
short novel?
Like a short novel.
I mean short fiction. It's not a fiction thing?
Is that what novella means?
Novella to me is a... Yeah, I guess novella is a short novel, and novel is fiction.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's just a short essay.
A chassay?
Yes.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. So we're done,
so that's
eh?
It. You don't have anything to say about lying? Or not lying?
I'm very anti-lie. I rarely lie. especially in poker. It's a lot of fun. I almost always tell the truth in poker, and people always assume I'm lying when I do so. It's fun.
Right.
Yes, I... Whatever, I'm with you on that. But you know that.
Okay. There you go.
Well,
that was E14.
E14. Bingo!
The big 1-4.
Yeah, the big 1-4. 1 for the money.
2 for the show.
3 to end this podcast.
4 to go.